Thank you. So this first issue is really the biggie. It's really about fair trade and free trade. Free trade and can only be free trade when entities are of similar nature. So countries have to have similar regulatory environments in terms of labor laws, safety laws, environmental regulation. And where we see free trade break down and cause imbalances is when that does not happen. The Airbnb online booking of rooms issue that was raised earlier today is really a free trade issue. You've got hotels under one regulatory environment and then just people with no regulatory environment. So if you're in favor of free trade without that balance, then you can't be opposed to that type of an environment, even within the country. We have a very good trade relationship with Canada in terms of manufacturing. Goods go back and forth in all respects, with the exception of one, and that's alcohol. Tourists from Canada come over, and they cannot buy without paying 100% duty when they return. People come into Canada from other countries, China, come over and visit the U.S. side, visit the wineries, don't buy. People from Canada go to the Finger Lakes, spend a week, can't buy. What is that like when we go to Canada? 30% of the Canadian wine industry business is U.S. drive-up business. There is no fee when you bring Canadian wine back here. This type of change, and I've spoke on this before and written it, I'm not even reading notes. We keep doing this every year, and I keep singing the same song and nothing changes. Some saber rattling has happened in the past. But what we really need to do is bring the Canadians to the table and have an allowance for tourism to go back and forth with wine that they purchased at wineries, both in the U.S. and Canada, you know, without being harassed. Logistically, I think that involves two things. On the federal level, that involves allowing the Customs and Border Protection folks to collect a New York fee on Canadian wine. And then in the New York State Legislature, we need at least the introduction of a fee on Canadian wine. The combination of those two things will capture some attention in Canada, and at least probably bring them to the table, hopefully before that becomes law, because frankly, once a fee goes on the books, it's not coming off anytime soon, as we know. If there's other ways to bring the Canadians to the table, God bless you if you can bring them to the table. But this one here is worth tens of millions of dollars, probably hundreds of millions of dollars across New York State, in terms of revenue, in terms of jobs, and of course excise and sales taxes, which the legislative people will care more about. So we need some help here, and I know that Senator Schumer's office made some noise a couple years ago on this. There was some Canadian trade issues that he was leveraging. And I know Robin Schimminger's office is well aware of these issues as well. We've spoken many times. But anybody that can help with these and wants to work with the wineries to push these through, and try to get this one trade imbalance issue resolved, be very, very well received in the wine industry. The other issue is really a label regulation. This is really low-hanging fruit, a very easy change to make in the federal regulations, and I won't bore you with the details. You can read them if you're interested. It's a couple of sentences added to federal labeling regulations with the TTB that would allow us to buy grapes in Canada or Mexico if you're down in the southern states. A lot of wineries pushing for this. Not as critical as the other issue. The other issue is, literally our businesses would probably double over a two-year period if this were free and fair trade. Thank you.